Jimmy, I mentioned yesterday Scholes, how yes. tough she was winning the Surround Stakes and potentially might be one of the Australian horses that go to Royal Ascot this year. We'll find out from one of the part owners, John Massar, who's on the line. John, good morning. And firstly, congratulations with Scholes yesterday. And, well, right off the bat, John, is she a chance for Royal Ascot?
Well, she is a bit of a chance because the other part owner, Jonathan Munn, is keen to do it. So it's something we're going to definitely discuss over the next few weeks. But there are some nice races for her here in Australia, Ray. You've got Coolmore Classic, you've got the Queen of the Turf, and you've got another bit of a long shot, Doncaster. She'll get in there with a featherweight, you know?
Good point.
The question has to be asked, John, what happened last start? Probably her worst performance on the track. She was vetted. There were no abnormalities. Do you understand? Yeah. Do we have any understanding of why she didn't run as well?
I think we've worked it out by deduction. We had it checked over, you know, completely by the vets. Couldn't find anything significant at all. But it seems that, well, the trainer now says that he felt that she probably wasn't fit enough for the race because she'd had a month off. And she did unbelievably well, and she thickened and grew and put on a ton of weight. And he underestimated just how well she'd done. And he now looks in retrospect and says maybe she wasn't quite wound up enough for that race.
Right.
That's one thing. And the other thing is that she did get caught up for the first time on the inside of horses, and she was bottled up, and she tried to get out a couple of times, and couldn't get out, and that might have frustrated her as well and got her more tired trying to break through. So I think since then she's had a trial and quite a bit of work, and of course he produced her yesterday at her best, and boy, she was courageous.
Yeah.
She was tough.
Now, a different filly yesterday, back to the filly we're used to seeing, the one that won the Meyer Classic in the spring. Now she's a Surround Stakes winner in autumn. She's a dual Group 1 winner now, John. She's by Fastnet Rock out of a mare closely related to Redoute's Choice.
Redoute's Choice.
That's right. There you go. Everything has a price tag, John. But can you put a price on her?
No, I'm not going to put a price on her because you know what? You only put a price tag on her if you want to sell her.
There you go.
If you don't want to sell her.
Well, I thought everything was for sale, John. It's just a matter of if you got the right price.
Oh, she's a queen from a breeding point of view. You know, we're breeders, basically.
Invaluable.
And from a breeding point of view, this is one you couldn't possibly replace out of a half-sister to Redoute's Choice, and with the multiple Group 1 performance like this, and her career's not over yet, she's just a pearl for the long term, you know, for us. So we won't be selling it. There's a full sister, by the way, that Anthony's been given to train as well, called Tides.
Okay.
So they've all got a sort of a C,
yep.
A C theme. You know, Shoals and Tides.
Yeah, and a damn broken shore. The broken shore.
He's back in foal to pass that again. So there's a bit to come through.
Mm. Yeah, right. Josh Parr, as we said earlier, he never seems to not have a smile on his face, but ear to ear yesterday. It must be great for you, John, to give a young guy like that who's just winning his third Group 1 the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, well, we've had a bit of an association with Josh, and when Anthony said he'd put him on, we thought, well, that was a good idea, and very happy about it. And he's so enthusiastic and works with you, and he's a lovely young guy. And he got a massive buzz out of it yesterday, and I did get a thrill to see him enjoy himself so much. You know, it was good. He did a great job too, by the way.
No, he did
put her right in the spot where we wanted to see her, out of any trouble, and she did the rest.
You know, he was very good yesterday, Josh, as was Scholes. Hey, John, I know you had an opportunity yesterday to watch Winx as an unbiased observer. What are your thoughts of what we've been privileged to see the last, well, now almost 3 years now?
Yeah, people ask me what I think the best horse I've ever seen, and it's always been Kingston Town, but I tell you what, she's breaking record after record, and you know, you've got to pinch yourself and say, look, I'm witnessing something very special here. Yes, I don't know what they're going to do with her, Ray. I hope they keep her in Australia because I think the QE2 will be a better race for it if she ran in it, and it's a very valuable race. I do hope they keep her here, but I'll understand if they decide to take her offshore.
Yeah,
that's fine. But she's she can break all-time records with these multiple wins of single Group 1 races, you know, the way she's going at the moment.
It's and remarkable.
There's probably, you know, it looks like there's at least another year in the way she's going.
Yeah. Just on that theme, John, Murray Baker was at Randwick yesterday. Now, he won the Derby, prepared the Derby winner in New Zealand yesterday.
Yeah.
But he was in Sydney, and I said, why are you here? Why aren't you back home? You're here for his filly and the surrounding. He goes, no, I'm here to see Winx because we may never see the like of her again.
Yeah.
Isn't that something, Shane? He's a tough old...
absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I had a French agent here, bloodstock agent from France here last week, Gerard Larrieux, and all he wanted to do was get his get his photo taken with Winx. I rang Chris, and he allowed us to take a photo with Winx, and the bloke went home very, very happy with himself. So they're coming from all over the world to see this filly. She is now internationally renowned, so I guess there's a big draw to go overseas, but I do hope she stays here just for the sake of the carnival.
Yeah, as you say, John, they're coming from all around the world, but they don't seem to come from Sydney to watch Winx. As a former administrator, the crowd of less than 10,000 there yesterday, and knowing that she's going to perform, how do you start turning that around?
Yeah, look, I think you people from the media are too good at what you do. We watch TV, you know, you can watch it at home on TV. You don't get quite the feeling of being there, but the viewing is so good. Mm. But I think we're victims of our own success now with this broadcasting situation. Mm. You're never going to get the crowds that you used to get because I think the broadcasting's too good. And that's part of it. And, of course, you can bet on your phone and all that sort of thing. There's no longer the necessity to go out to the track. Mm. And I think that's something that we're going to have to live with now from here on.
I tell you what, though, John, there's nothing like being there like it was yesterday for a Group 1 day. When you see a champion like her at supreme best, it's just a memory you'll never forget.
Yeah, well, you can't forget it. No. I had goosebumps from the you know, tip of my head to the tip of my toes yesterday. Yeah. The further they went, the further she drew away. And I turned to my wife and she had goosebumps. Mm. And, you know, it's something you don't forget and it was worth seeing. And, you know, the old hardheads like us will go out there and enjoy that. But the average Joe can access it on television, you know. That's the reality of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and they get to hear the interviews with the trainer and the jockey and
watch the replay
multiple times.
It's a fantastic service for the television. Yeah. Fantastic service.
Greg Radley, Ron Duffsy, the boys do a great job. Hey, John, Scholes did a great job yesterday and great to see you back in form. Appreciate your time on a Sunday morning and let's hope we can get you on again for some more Group 1s over the autumn.
Always a pleasure.